DW.
Almost looks like a meat burger.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, you can see we got the colour quite right here, I would say.
In a shiny, chrome-coloured research kitchen a few metres from the Baltic Sea, Carl Johan Freelander fries up a veggie burger he's been working on.
This is made out of soy protein. The soy protein is sort of our meat, you could say.
Freelander is a product developer for a food company called Orkla. You might think a McVegan burger would make an all-right comedy sketch. So far removed, the ethical and health concerns of vegans might seem from those of fast food multinationals. But those ethical and health concerns are increasingly big business. Veggie burgers from McDonald's, Burger King and so on have been around for ages, in Germany, for example. But they targeted vegetarians who don't like meat. The fastest growing market is meat eaters who just don't want to eat so much meat. Challenged, for example, by independent American burger chains like Wahlburgers that sell the apparently very convincing Impossible Burger, McDonald's got Freelander and his team to come up with a riposte.
When you have meat as a base, the meat itself has a taste. When it comes to soy protein and the little taste it has, it's not a very pleasant taste, to be honest. And we have to add peppers and onions and stuff that makes it taste good. We actually use tomato powder as well, because tomato has like a natural umami feel to it. Umami, it's what you often call the fifth flavor. It's the flavor of savory, you often say. Uh-huh. You often say that mushroom has a lot of umami flavor as well. Uh-huh. So you could actually use a little bit of mushroom powder without the actual product tasting like mushroom, but you still get that savory feel to it.
Here we go. We have a new burger. Half for you, half for me. There we go. Thank you. It's actually quite convincingly meaty, isn't it? Very savory.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
A lot of pepper,
yeah. But you know when the bun comes to it, and you have the sauces on top of it, you won't feel the pepper as much. So you have to be a little...
I like the pepper.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's that savoury taste which, you know, if this was a soup, you get it by putting a lot of stock in.
Yeah.
Taste the onions?
You do.
How is this different from the McDonald's burger that you developed?
The one for McDonald's is a little more neutral, because they want to be able to work with this burger in a lot of different settings, so they can change it up with different dressings, vegetables and so on.
Freelander is one of the 1 million of Sweden's 10 million citizens who are vegetarian. But there are also many people eating less meat and more vegetarian meals. Orkla's meat substitutes, for example, whose sales rose 46% last year and 66% in the first 6 months of this year. McDonald's declined the offer of an interview and told us that in any case, they don't communicate sales figures. Unperturbed, we went down to a Malmö McDonald's to give it a whirl. Placing my order, I forget that milkshakes are not, if you want to be doctrinaire about it, entirely vegan. But that's okay, because I'm one of the new and beautiful people that are the flexi-vegans. We don't eat any animal products at all, except when we do. Next to me, while I wait for them to put all that into the appropriate packaging, there's a dad with a child who's having a fit. And guess what they order? A happy meal for the kid, of course. You never know, it might do the trick. And a McVegan. The dad is called Dan Morsasavi, and the McVegan, he's loving it.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's close to the meat one.
So you've actually switched over?
Yeah. 15 years ago, but I remember.
Okay. So 15 years ago you became a vegetarian?
Yes.
And so when they introduced this just a few months ago, you started eating McDonald's again?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they got me back.
All right. Okay. Do you think there's a lot of people like you in Sweden?
Yeah, I think it's an increase need for plant-based foods. And yeah, people enjoy it and see there's ways to switch without giving up too much. Some people say, why eat vegetarian food if it's like the meat? But there's nothing wrong to eat meat. I just don't want to eat animals. So this is perfect.
It's all right.
So I sit down and get my McVegan out of its yellow and green box. It looks like a normal burger, perhaps slightly redder, that tomato powder of Carl Johan's possibly, with the usual McDonald's lettuce and tomatoes and gherkins and stuff.
See, the texture is quite meaty. It's quite sort of juicy and, how would you say, a little bit sort of crispy on the surface and a bit juicy. But it doesn't really have the sort of strong meat taste. It's quite nice anyway. Well, at least not aggressively unpleasant.
And what does Mrs. Lawrenson think, who is accompanying me on this assignment?
Qu'est-ce que t'en penses, toi?
C'est très de ce genre.
Ouais.
C'est pas très satisfaisant.
It's very soyery, she says, not very satisfying. So there you go, a bit of a thumbs down for Mrs. L, who definitely has better taste than I do when it comes to food. If you want my opinion, though, I would say that the McVegan is probably good enough, and I predict it will be available around the world in the near future. John Lawrenson, DW, Malmö, Sweden.
DW.